everlasting King, Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. We worship you this morning. We honor you this morning. We magnify you this morning. Lord, you are worthy. Worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be adored. Letebedu superti nikradeza banindia. Letebede boshakadi baragadaboro kotoba baba. He's awesome in your life. He's awesome in your situation. He's awesome in your family. He's awesome in this nation. He's awesome. Somebody worship him in the next 2 minutes you have. Worship him this morning. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Lebedu subredi katambiledo koroberila gadababosa. He is awesome. He is greater than any situation that you find yourself. He is greater than any situation that this nation is dealing with. He's greater than COVID-19. He's greater than every fear that is out there. He's greater. For he is awesome. 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 Mighty, mighty are you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. We exalt you this morning. Lord, we join the host of heaven. And we declare that thou, our Lord, art highly exalted. Sabilele nubagaru shubrede de brokoto baba. Lede berukoto beredia kasanti le maruza barahanda. We worship you this morning. Great and mighty God, we worship you. The I am that I am, we worship you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we worship. Father, we thank you. Thank you this morning as we celebrate the gift of womanhood, as we celebrate our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, our wives. We come to you this morning saying to you, God, you are an awesome God. Thank you. For who you are, for what you've done, what you would do, what you have continued to do. Speak to us, oh God. Holy Ghost, move. Move in our midst. Move like never before. Anoint us this morning with fresh fire. Anoint us this morning with the grace of illumination. Anoint us this morning. Thank you, Father, for your word prospers unhindered. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Those of you watching by way of Facebook Live, thank you for joining us as we have our seat. Those of us who are physically present here, thank God for the first service. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Prosper Isimechi. Amen. Let's celebrate God in his life this morning. Thank you, man of God, for the word in season. A great word that God allowed you to bring this morning. The greatest ally, the greatest ally, the Holy Spirit. Understanding the necessity to partner with him and to yield to him and to walk according to his own pattern. I want to thank God for that word this morning. As we continue, even on the series, The Holy Spirit and Fruitfulness, this morning, in the next few minutes that I have, I want to focus your attention on the subject, the grace of fruitfulness, or grace and fruitfulness. Grace and fruitfulness. Grace and fruitfulness. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 7, we have come to the understanding that we have been commanded to be fruitful. We have come to the understanding from Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 that the mandate of fruitfulness has been given unto us. We have come to the understanding that without Jesus we can do nothing. We have come to the understanding that fruitfulness goes beyond material blessings. that fruitfulness has to do with the realization of our purpose. When we become yielded vessels in the hands of God, through whom the glory of the Lord is made manifest, we are fruitful. When we are obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit and yielded to Him, and in our life, the character and the nature of the Holy Spirit is formed, so much so that our life becomes a living epitome of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. A living demonstration of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We are fruitful. The people come to us, they can find comfort. They find hope. They see what it means to live righteously before God. They understand the necessity of holiness. By looking at the way we live our lives, they are attracted to serve God. That is fruitfulness. When in our families, as women, your children arises to call you blessed. Because the way you conduct yourself is such that they are inspired to settle down maritally. They don't see you being a torment to their father. They don't see you in ways that they wonder, but you pray, mama. But when you pray, the life you live and the things you say are contrary to the God you're introducing to us. I thank God that in this church we do not have such women. We have mothers and women who are on fire for God. And I celebrate each one of you this morning. Therefore, fruitfulness is your divine covenant inheritance. You cannot but be fruitful. You cannot but be fruitful. There is no devil in hell that has the power to stop you from being fruitful. And in this month of May, we have begun to see that the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, indeed is not only the agent of fruitfulness, He is the one who enables us to be fruitful. And last Sunday, we introduced Him, that there are things He does as it relates to our fruitfulness. We talked about the dynamics of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. We introduce Him as the one by whose power there is no impossibility. Paul speaking about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. He says that we are pressed, but we are not broken. Amen. We are persecuted, but we're not abandoned. Amen. He speaks about diverse kinds of challenges that will crush and kill everybody. But He says you didn't die because there is this power in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of it may be unto God and not of any man. Amen. Therefore, you don't begin to think, is the devil going to kill me? Will I not be fruitful? Don't think about that. Because there is power at work in you. Amen. Power to overcome. Amen. Every demonic attack, every satanic orchestration, the power of the Holy Ghost is there to enable you. He said to Paul, my power is made manifest in all of your weakness. So even if you are weak, let the weak say, I am strong. Amen. You cannot look around you by the word of God and find any excuse to be unfruitful. None. 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 And don't tag your fruitfulness. Don't be the one who characterizes what your fruitfulness is. Allow the Lord to define unto you what your fruitfulness this year is. Amen. Because many of you are wondering, oh, this is me. Am I fruitful? Yeah, you are. If you have been following the Holy Ghost. Yes, you are. How many things has He delivered you from? How many things has He blessed you with? How many revelations and understandings have you come to? You are growing in the Spirit. That is fruitfulness. Hallelujah. You're changing in character. That is fruitfulness. God is teaching you how to be financially responsible. That is fruitfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Your life is attracting others to God. That is fruitfulness. Amen. Therefore, we need to understand that you need to partner with the Holy Spirit. Amen. You need to partner with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. It is important you agree with this scripture. The Bible says, however, he has given each one of us a special grace. Unto each one of us, grace has been given, the King James says. He has given unto each one of us a special grace. He has given unto each one of us a special grace. Through the generosity of Christ, he has given unto each one of us a special grace. You are graced to be fruitful by the working of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 through 16 will be our focus scripture. And because of time, because I'm going to come back to it, write it down. But we will come to that understanding today of what this grace and fruitfulness is all about. Last Sunday, I said to you that the Holy Spirit anoints you with grace. Amen. He anoints you with power. But he also anoints you with grace. Amen? Amen. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Grace. Thank God for our pastor. He spoke about the attributes of the Holy Spirit this morning. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Grace. In other words, he is the manufacturer of grace. It is by him that grace is dispensed. Therefore, if you want to be fruitful by grace, you cannot do it outside of the Holy Ghost. There is a necessity for relationship with him. There is a necessity for relationship with him. There is a necessity for yieldedness to him. When you refuse to be yielded to the Holy Ghost, you will suffer monumental consequences. You will suffer monumental consequences. Your ways will be hard. You will labor in vain. But I pray for you today that in this season, your labor shall bear fruit. Amen. Your labor shall be fruitful. Amen. That is a very weak amen. Your labor shall be fruitful. Amen. Because he is called the Spirit of Grace and he lives in you. And as we have seen, that unto each one of us, grace has been given. It implies that the Holy Spirit anoints you with uncommon grace that leads you to fruitfulness. Amen. He anoints you with uncommon grace that leads you to fruitfulness. Amen. There is nothing that can be done in the kingdom of God if not by the grace of the Holy Spirit operating in an individual. Settle that in your mind. That without the grace of the Holy Spirit operating in you, there is nothing you can do. You cannot obey God outside of the grace of the Holy Spirit. You cannot restrain yourself. It is the grace of the Holy Spirit that restrains you from sin. It is the grace of the Holy Spirit that restrains you from doing what other people are doing. Without the grace of the Holy Spirit, you cannot serve God. Neither can you be fruitful. Therefore, fruitfulness is tied to the grace and the understanding of that grace upon your life as an individual. Fruitfulness is tied to grace and to your understanding of that individual grace that is upon your life. When you understand it, it becomes the key that unlocks your fruitfulness. When you understand the kind of grace God has given to you, for unto each one of us, grace has been given. If I understand the grace of the Holy Ghost operating in me, there will be no room for competition. I will not run in other people's lane. I'm going to be fruitful like God wants me to be fruitful without looking at anybody as my standard. So grace for fruitfulness, therefore, needs to be understood. Grace for fruitfulness needs to be understood. Because there are many aspects of grace. There is grace for salvation. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says that you are saved by grace. That is grace for salvation. Grace for salvation comes by the Lord. And by that grace you are saved. Amen. There is also the person called grace, Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. The grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us. So grace is a teacher. Teaching us that in this present world, we need to walk away from ungodliness and to pursue righteousness. So that grace has appeared, Jesus. When you look at John chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, he says, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh and dwell among us, full of grace and truth. So that's grace personified. Grace personified. Jesus is the grace of God. Amen. And there is grace for salvation. There is also grace to survive and to flourish in adversity. There is grace to survive and to flourish in adversity. Paul, the Holy Spirit speaking through Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. He says unto him that as you, let's read it because it is important you understand this word this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Grace that helps you to survive and to flourish in adversity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the reason why many people cave into adversity is because they lack the grace of survival, the grace of victory in adversity. There is something that happens to other people and kill them, but when it comes to you, it does not know what to do with you because there is grace in your life that keeps you flourishing. And I see that grace functioning in your life. I see that grace functioning in your life. That in this season, even as men and women are running head to scatter, you are solidly established. Amen. You are abounding in grace, abounding in understanding. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. The Bible says, in his kindness, God called unto us to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So, after you have suffered a little, he will restore, support, strengthen, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Hallelujah. And he does this through the power of his grace. The power of his grace. He does this through the power of his grace. Amen. You cannot die. Amen. Stop thinking about it. Amen. It's not your portion. Amen. This adversity will not carry you. It will not carry you. Amen. Therefore, you and I need to appreciate the diversity of grace as recorded in the scripture and to understand that in each situation of our life, there are specific grace of God that has been accorded unto you. When you understand this grace and tap into it, you position yourself for extraordinary life. When you understand this grace and tap into it, you position yourself for extraordinary living. People will begin to marvel at your life. Why are you still flourishing in the midst of adversity? Why are you 70-something and you are not hospitalized? Because there is called grace of longevity.
Hallelujah.
Read your Bible. Psalm 92, beginning, it says, even in your old age, Psalm 92, 15, you shall flourish and you shall bring forth fruit. In your own, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
At 100 and something, you're fruitful. Amen. Your bones are strong. Amen. Your organs are strong.
Amen.
The grace of longevity.
Amen.
Let it work in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So there is grace of fruitfulness or for fruitfulness. This grace is the enabling anointing. The enabling anointing. The enabling anointing. And the presence of the Holy Spirit within you that empowers you. Grace for fruitfulness is the enabling anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit within the child of God, who truly is a child of God, that empowers you to, number one, understand and accept the unique gift, skills that the Holy Spirit has endowed you with. Your fruitfulness is tied to your skillfulness. Your fruitfulness is tied to your understanding of the unique giftings God has given to you. Your fruitfulness is tied to you understanding the uniqueness of the grace of God at work in your life. When you come to that understanding, it allows you to do things that others cannot do in a seamless fashion. You obtain results in ways that others cannot do. When you understand the grace of fruitfulness, it allows you to get results in environments that people, others tried and they could not succeed. Because the grace of fruitfulness unleashes, it opens within you what is called the fountains of possibility. The fountains of possibility. You look at situations that others are running away from, you say, no, this is possible. It can be done. There is a way to do it. You don't give up. Amen? Amen. You see solution in the midst of death. You don't become those like the 10 leaders of Israel who, when they got to the land, saw everything. But fear killed them. Fear. But there were two guys. The Bible said they had a different spirit, a different grace. Joshua and Caleb, they say we are able. Our God is able. We know who we are. We know what we carry. We can face this giant. We will bring them down. Hallelujah. This grace, when you understand it, it allows you to succeed in areas that people thought you would never succeed. It brings you to high level of achievement in areas that people never thought of you as being one who can succeed there. It is true. The late Benson, Archbishop Benson Idahosa, is a living example of that grace. I speak of him greatly because he was my father in the Lord and I start under him. A man who was born and the father told the mom, go drop him in a dumpster. This is not a child. He cannot survive. Left to die. At night, the mom left home, went and picked him, ran to her village. Thank God for women who see what men don't see. Amen. We said it yesterday. Some of you men kept quiet, but that's true. Yeah. Women have an unusual tenacity of insight. So men, learn to listen to your women around you. Your wives and your sisters and your daughters. Amen. 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 Uh-huh. That's counsel 101 for success. She saw what the father could not see. As of the time the grace of God located him, the rest is history. I said the rest is history. Amen. I said to you today, in every area men have written you off, grace is found in you. Amen. In any area that men and people have written you off, grace is found in you. Amen. Because this unique grace that God has given to you distinguishes you, is a distinctive grace. Amen? Amen? It causes you to flourish. Therefore, grace for fruitfulness is both empowering and revealing. It is what? Empowering and revealing, because it empowers you and it reveals to you the capacities of God within you. By the working of the Holy Spirit, grace, you are empowered. And at the same time, you come to the revelation of the uniqueness of your personality and the things you are naturally and supernaturally gifted to do, leading you to fruitfulness. Each one of you here, there are things that God has uniquely given you the ability to do. Nobody can do it as you do it. Nobody can understand it the way you do. You pick two things, by the time you combine them together, beauty comes out. It is grace. Amen. I say it is grace. Amen. If you understand it as your stream, then financially you can never be broke. Amen. Because poverty is the enterprise of ignorance and one's inability to utilize the skills and the giftings God has given to them. What is poverty? The enterprise of ignorance and one's inability to utilize the giftings and the skills God has given to them. Therefore, you remain poor because not that God has created you poor, is because you have stayed ignorant of the capacities within you. Neither have you deployed them to work. God bless me. No, he has blessed you. Looked within you. There are things that only you can do. Some of you in this church have been shouting for the five years. You're looking at me as if I have two heads. The things that God have graced you to do is uniquely uncommon. The way you do it is uniquely marvelous. And people need what you do. But no, you don't want to. You feel as though it's less than you. Let me tell you this. In every situation, in every season of your life, there is something God has put in your life for that season. Until you realize what it is and use it, in that season you will struggle. It is the same thing as God positioning people in your life for the season. If you don't yield to those people and allow them to play the role that God wants them to play in your life, you're on your own. You just did a devotion of Jesus. In that season, if they are going to catch that fish, they needed to listen to the voice of Jesus. No matter how skillful they were, they needed to hear his voice. He was there that moment to make sure they have provision. Do you understand the grace in your life? Do you understand the giftings you have? Do you understand the natural abilities and the supernatural abilities God has given to you? Do you understand what they are for? Do you understand that when you operate in them in fullness, there will be no lack in your life? Do you understand that when you operate them in fullness, it will attract souls to the kingdom of God? We listened to Sinachi in this church. Yesterday, as I was studying, I was listening to her, and prayer started coming in my spirit. I started thanking God for the gift she is to the body of Christ. Imagine if she never sang or she allowed to meet. Do you think that she just came to Limelight? For years, nobody knew her. But she kept keeping on it until her platforms were ready. I pray for you this season that you will not give up until your platforms are ready. Amen. I say you will not give up until your platforms are ready. But remember that when your platform is set and the stage is set and the curtains are drawn, it is not time for rehearsal. It is time for manifestation. So if you waste your time of rehearsal, your introduction will come. What are you going to do? You tell them, wait, let me go and rehearse. No. Time and chances happens to them all. Those who are prepared maximizes their time. Those who are not prepared, they lose of it. It will not be your portion.
Amen.
I say it will not be your portion.
Amen.
It will not be your portion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So what does the grace of fruitfulness do for you that leads to fruitfulness? Is the question we want to answer. What does this grace, this unique grace that you've been given, what does it do for you that leads to fruitfulness? Number one, it enhances your natural abilities. Everyone created by God has natural abilities, skills and giftings God has given to you. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, he becomes an enhancer of those gifts. For example, Paul the Apostle was a great orator. He was a lawyer. He followed the skills and became a lawyer. When the grace of the Holy Ghost came upon him, nobody can resist Paul when he stood to talk. A man who talked and taught and taught and taught until somebody slept on the balcony, fell down, died. He went, resurrected him, and continued teaching. He should have ended the church. No, he went, lay hands on him, said, okay, young man, you're not stopping me. Go back there and sit down. He continued teaching. Natural grace. But the Holy Ghost enhanced it. And so much so that today, 14 out of the 27 he wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. What has God given to you naturally that you're taking for granted? Have you submitted it to the Holy Spirit? Some of you are good organizers. Have you thought about what that could mean in the kingdom of God? Some of you are good idea people. Ideas flies in your head as if you just woke up. What are you doing with it? The Holy Ghost's grace is meant to enhance your ability and to use it for kingdom glory. That is why the devil is after people who have abilities. Hello? Are you with me? Why? Because abilities are attractors. Abilities are what? They are attractors. They attract people to you. They attract people to your orbit. They attract people to your environment. Imagine what happens when it is submitted to the Holy Ghost. Imagine what can be accomplished when the Holy Spirit transforms these abilities into a supernatural capacity. It will lead to uncommon fruitfulness. I pray for you today that everything within you that you have not discovered, may your eyes be open.
Amen.
May the Lord anoint you with fresh oil in this season. That you begin to see things within you, because God has not left you on earth if there is nothing you have to contribute. It is not just to eat, drive a good car, sleep in a good home and go to heaven. No. There is more to your life. And there are grace within you that must unlock the platform for greatness for you. Come to it. Come into 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 it. In the name of Jesus. The second thing this grace does is it reveals to you uncommon characteristics within you that when developed become channels of fruitfulness. Uncommon characteristics. Uncommon characteristics within you. Within you. That when developed, it becomes channels of fruitfulness for you. These characteristics are very unique with you. Some of you have ways that when you speak to people, they listen. You step into situations, no matter how tense it is, when you just do one, two things, everybody is listening. Huh? And you don't know what that is for. May the Lord open your eyes.
Amen.
Number three, this grace connects you to your partners of fruitfulness. It connects you to your partners of fruitfulness. It connects you to your partners of fruitfulness because it is an attractive grace. Meaning, when it is at work in you and in your life, this grace causes people to be attracted to you because they can see in you what they are looking for. And they can see in you what they are in need of. The result of it is that you become an influence for God. You become relevant and fruitful in relational issues, materially and spiritually. This grace connects you to your partners of fruitfulness. Why? Because when this grace is functional in your life, it attracts people to you. They see in you what they are looking for. They see in you what they are in need of. The result of it is that you become an influence in your place of work. Preaching the gospel is not just on this pulpit. Preaching the gospel is that wherever you are, people can find Christ and see Christ in you. How can they see it if you are not attracting them to Christ? How can you attract them if you, the grace of attraction that the Holy Ghost has anointed you with, you are not functioning it? Hallelujah. 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 Number four. What does this grace do for you that leads to fruitfulness? It opens doors for you. It does what? It opens doors for you. It opens doors for you and bring you before greatness. Somebody shout hallelujah. It opens doors for you. The Bible says, "See thou a man diligent in his ways, by the utilization of his skills or his grace, he said that person will stand before greatness. So it means that you choose where you stand. You decide where you stand. You choose where you stand. Greatness is accorded to every man. How can I stand before greatness? I must have what it takes to stand before greatness. Hallelujah. This is a political season. Politicians are looking for people to hire. Paying them millions of dollars. Why? Because they have what they are looking for. When you understand this thing, that when the Bible said the gift of a man will make room, the gift of an individual will make room for that person and bring that person before greatness. This is what the Bible is saying. That when you understand the person of the Holy Spirit and his grace in your life, look at Paul standing before kings. He stood before the emperor of Rome himself. Paul. He may have gone in shackles, but the man, while he was in Rome, he was in house arrest. He was in the presidential palace. And he was preaching the gospel to everybody who was there. God will move you in this season.
Amen.
To environments of opportunity.
Amen.
Where the grace of God in your life will be made manifest.
Amen.
I pray that you begin to yield to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I pray that you allow him to walk in you and walk through you.
Amen.
I pray that you understand that God has called you to be an influence for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I pray that you understand that every gift and every talent, every grace God has given to you is for kingdom purpose.
Amen.
I pray that you learn how to maximize your audience.
Amen.
Somebody shout and believe in amen.
Amen.
How does the grace work? What is it? What is its impact on you and others? How does this grace work? Ephesians chapter 3. How does this grace work? How does it work? How does it impact you and impact other people? I pray for those young people who are listening. If in these days you begin to seek to understand these things and to work on them as against spending all your energy playing games on the internet, watching games, the games you're watching, somebody created it. People are paying millions of dollars. The truth is that discovery is a question of curiosity. If you want to know who you are, be curious with the Holy Ghost. Show me me. Reveal to me my uniqueness. Show me what I'm here to do. I am not an empty vessel. I have a purpose. Holy Spirit, open my mind. Take me to the realms of revelation and illumination. Take me to the realms of the supernatural. Give me a picture of my true self before God. When you see your true self before God, you stop playing with chickens. Eagles don't play with chickens. You go to where you belong. Because now you know who you are. The reason why many people are doing what they're doing is because they don't know who they are. When you know who you are, you don't have time for nonsense. You have fun, but in a meaningful way. So discover early who you are by the grace of the Holy Ghost. And by the time you are coming to your 40, your word already is hearing about you. Because the Holy Ghost will enhance your giftings and cause you to triumph. Many of us have wasted time. We regret it. But one thing with time, you don't get it back. When it's lost, it is lost. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Though I am least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasure available to them in Christ. King James says, though I am the least of the apostles, but this grace was given unto me, that I may preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles. The man understood his grace. He said, I'm not called to talk to the Jews. The first time he went to the Jewish people to talk to them, they arrested him. They imprisoned him. When you step out of where this grace has not led you, you will be in trouble. When you leave the orbit of the grace of God upon your life and start trying to be like somebody else, you are a copycat. Understand your grace. Stay to it. You will flourish. Peter came to the Gentiles. He could not function. Why? The grace to bring the Gentiles to Christ was not given to him except Cornelius. The grace was given to him to open the door, but the keys to the Gentiles was given to Paul. I pray for you in this season that the Lord anoint your eyes to see the keys that have been given to you. To see who you are, to see the areas of your uniqueness, to see the grace of fruitfulness in your life in ways that you may never have seen it before. The man said, this grace was given to me to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And he succeeded. He succeeded. Everywhere he went, doors swung open. Everywhere he went among the Gentiles, he bare fruit. Everywhere he went among them, even when they stoned him to death, because he was in his land of assignment, death could not take him. They stoned him to death and they walked away. The Bible said, brethren gathered around him and he stood and continued on his mission. I pray for you today, as you position yourself in yielding and obedience to the Holy Spirit, in your place of assignment, nothing shall terminate your life. Amen. Nothing shall destroy your life. No power in hell from hell will be able to stop your progress. Amen. Because a man, a woman on assignment is backed by heaven. Amen. When you leave your assignment, you're on your own. When you leave your environment of grace, you're on your own. When I finished Bible school, I knew God was calling me to go overseas to do ministry. I ran ahead of God. I went to Ghana. I said, Lord, Ghana is calling. God said, I'm not sending you. He said, Lord, I'll find you over there. God is everywhere, isn't it? But by the time I came back, I came with bruises. Thank God for grace. When you step out of grace. This is not because I am pastor of Rebuilders Apostolic Ministry. If this is your grace land and you choose to go to Jericho and Jerusalem, that which God has for you will not locate you elsewhere. There is a place in God called there. Until you are there, you will lack. But when you are there, the grace of sustainability and flourishing will be accorded unto you. So how do I know my environment of grace? Am I flourishing in that environment? Am I growing? Am I becoming a better person? My level of fellowship with God, is it increasing? Am I receiving words that challenges me to be better and to do better? So, this grace walk by distinguishing you from every other person. Amen? It is a distinguishing grace. Hallelujah. But like every other grace, it is unmerited. Paul says, it was given to me. I didn't buy it. I didn't pray for it. I didn't fast for 40 days and God gave it to me. He gave it to me. Unmerited. It was given to me for free. However, it is personal. This grace was given to me, to you. You read it in Ephesians 4:7 that unto each one of us grace has been given. Stop saying that you don't have grace. You have grace. Understand it. Because it is personal in nature, it is not replicable. You cannot replicate it. People say, oh God, give me the anointing you gave to Elijah. Keep on praying. You wait until Jesus comes. God does not give another Elijah anointing.
No. God has so much to give to you that he will be wasting his time trying to replicate what he has done. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you glean from grace? You can. But can you become the same in sameness with another grace? No. It's not replicable. You cannot replicate it. Hallelujah. It is personal in nature. For God's grace to each one of us individually is unique. It is what? Unique. It is what? It is what? Unique. Acts chapter 4 verse 2. Acts chapter 4 verse 2. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon them and each one of them spoke in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them individually utterance. Have you ever spoken in tongues like me? Have I ever spoken in tongues like you? We all speak in tongues. But it's not the same. But it's the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Our pastor read from 1 Corinthians 12 today. And when you go back there in verse 11, he said the Holy Spirit is distributing this grace individually as he, the Holy Ghost, chooses. So stop praying, give me the grace you gave to T.D. Jett. He's not giving you. Give me the grace you give to Joyce Meyer. You're not Joyce Meyer. Give me the grace you give to this person. No, God is not doing that. Lord, open my eyes to me. Open my eyes to the grace I carry. Open my eyes to who I am. Open my eyes to the power that is at work in me. When you understand that, you will not allow anybody to intimidate you. Because you may not be the greatest apostle, the greatest evangelist, the greatest this, the greatest doctor, the greatest doctor. But there is something only you can do on earth. It is called your uniqueness. May God open your eyes to understand it. May the Lord give you the ability to comprehend it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This grace was given unto me, Paul says, to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Verse 9, I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, has kept secret from the beginning. It is the grace that causes you to unlock secrets. It causes you to unlock secrets. Your life becomes that channel by whom and through whom that the secrets of God in that generation are revealed. Hallelujah. So it is important that we understand that. It is important that we understand it. I will come back to this next Sunday. Whenever else I'm going to be here. Amen? Because there is more to be said here. Hallelujah. However, this grace produces or enables you to bear fruits mightily when you employ it to those areas you have been specifically graced or called. Don't try to be who you are not graced to be. Don't envy anyone or desire to walk in their shoes because their feet size or foot size is not your foot size. Walking in people's shoes should be with the understanding of following them as they follow Jesus, not being like them. Hello. I have great respect for great men of God, but I don't want to be like anybody. I learned from them. I was telling somebody, part of the things God gave me grace to was to read and to read and to write. Every devotion I write each morning, as I pick that and do my devotion, it just comes. It flows seamlessly. I don't struggle. I pick up the pen, I pick up anything, it flows. The same with reading. There is no great man in this world of gospel that have not read their books. Not one, not two. Sometimes 5 books in a month. 6 in a month. But as much as I devour their materials, gleaning from the experiences with God, I don't want to be them. Because I got to be me to fight my good fight, to finish my course, that I may receive the crown of glory that God has for me. Amen. I don't want to run in anybody's lane because I'll be disqualified.
Read your Bible. You have grace to be fruitful.
Amen.
We shall come back to it. But I want to say to you this morning, wherever you are, that there is something in you called the grace of fruitfulness. And I pray for you today that in the name of Jesus, from us, you must come to realize that without Jesus, you cannot even begin anywhere. Jesus is the foundation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you ever want any God, anything God has, begin by accepting Jesus. When you come to that realization and you allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in your life, there is no impossibility. Let us pray this morning. Open your mouth and bless God for the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Thank him for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Joel chapter 2 verse 28 has been fulfilled. It shall come to pass in those days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That includes you. Thank him for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Thank him right now for those of you who are born again, that the Holy Ghost is at work in you. Thank him for the unique giftings that he has given to you. Thank him for grace, the special grace of fruitfulness. 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 For unto you grace has been given. And if you are not born again, begin to ask him, come into my life. Make me a new creation. Make me a new creation. Help me to serve you. Help me to walk with you. And if there are areas you are resisting the Holy Spirit, we were told this morning that we can resist the Holy Spirit. Lord, from today, I refuse to resist you. I yield to 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 you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that my life is different. Thank you, Lord. I want you to pray this prayer before Brother Divine or Brother James come up here to celebrate our mothers. I want you to pray this prayer. Lord, open my eyes to see me. Open my eyes to see me. Open my eyes to see me. Give me a revelation of who I am. Give me a revelation of who I am. Open my eyes to see me. Give me a revelation of the grace that is at work in me. Open my eyes to the abilities and the grace that you have blessed me with that will lead to fruitfulness. Open my eyes, God. Open my eyes, God. May I see me, Lord. May I see me as you see me. May I see me in the truth of who I am before you, God. I thank you this morning that grace is at work in me. Thank you for our young people who are watching by way of Facebook Live. Those of them here physically. Thank you, Father, that in this season, they have an encounter with the living God. We bless your name, God, that we will not fail but succeed to the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody celebrate God this morning. It is Mother's Service, Mother's Sunday. We appreciate our mothers, appreciate our women. We thank God for your life. We thank God for your life in Jesus' name. Somebody celebrate God as I welcome Brother James.